All right, ladies and gentlemen. I just appreciate everybody being here this morning. And hope you got your brain screwed in today and ready to. This is going to be another team effort by far. Let's start out with prayer. Heavenly Father, this morning we just want to kind of quiet our hearts and focus our minds on you, Holy Spirit. Help us to be hungry for what you have to show us today. And Lord, we desire your work deep in our hearts in places that we might not even be aware of. But we give you permission to be at work and heal and transform. And Lord, if it means that we have to repent of things or whatever, we just ask that you would take us that next step forward into all that you have for us, and that we would be able to experience a deeper satisfaction in you, because that's what you want, and that also brings you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, yeah, I'm going to kind of just put some things out there and ask you all to do all the work today. So if you're not sitting near somebody, if you could get near somebody, I'm going to put out some things for you to kind of talk about with another person and then jot some things down on the board today. So one of the good ways to pull back the lid on stuff that's going down deep inside our hearts that may not be right is to think about the things that make us afraid or anxious. It can actually be a way to kind of start exposing some of the idols that we have in our lives, the things that we get afraid of or things that make us anxious. So what I like to do is I would like to give the group here about 5 minutes to turn around and talk to somebody about what are some specifics, what are some things that you have struggled with in your life that have created fear in you or that have made you feel like anxious, okay? Then what we're going to do is I'm going to have people come up and we're going to kind of fill this side of the board with some different little things, examples that you've put up. And then I would like to take the next 10 minutes or so to start breaking those down a little bit and say, well, now let's look at that through God's eyes and let's see where there might be lies coming in and then remind ourselves of what is the truth in those situations, okay? So I just want you to think about, where do you feel fearful or where do you feel anxious sometimes in your life? Turn and talk to somebody about that. And if you come up with two or three things, don't wait. Just start coming up. And I just want to fill this side of the board with some examples of when that happens to us. Okay? Jump into it. How you doing, dude?
Good. Got you on. You're hot.
Mike, that's what they all say.
Yeah.
If you got one, you can just go ahead and come on up and start jotting them down. Might have been better if some of these were anonymous, but if you're talking to somebody else, you can always claim that you're just writing down what they told you, right?
We're telling them.
All right, let's start working with these. This is a good list. And let me just throw this question out there. Is fear always a bad thing? I mean, there's this thing called like a survival mechanism in me that if I get too close to the edge of a 1,000-foot cliff.
Yes.
But let me just say this. In my life, what I have found is that when I start to smell fear, it's like this little radar goes off a little bit. And oftentimes I'll find that that's like a spiritual warfare thing. And the enemy's in there somewhere. And so I'll just toss that out there. If you start to feel afraid or anxious, it's not a bad time to kind of stop and pray a little bit and say, where is this coming from, right? Because a lot of time, these things come from lies that the enemy is trying to push off on us. And if you'll remember the exercise that we did that was the tree, that like, here's the fruit of my life, here's what's going on, and then let's dig down underneath that to say, well, you know, what am I actually, not what is it that I say in Sunday school, but actually by the way I'm, you know, the way I'm living, what does that say that I really think about myself? And then even deeper than that, what is that saying about lies that I might be believing about God? Okay? So, let's just take a look at these. Here's a fear of rejection, which that's powerful. And I'm not a fearful guy. I didn't grow up like being afraid of the booger man or anything like that. But I didn't realize until years later that I had spent a lot of my life really being afraid of rejection. That's why I work so hard to kind of be a people pleaser. But anyway, rejection, feeling alone, lack of control, a fear of anxiety about driving, death, fear and anxiety about your children in the future, the unknown, that's a big one, or feeling like you're unheard. Okay, now, here's the next thing I want us to do. Thank you, by the way. Thank you, everybody, for your transparency and willingness to share these things. But I'd like us now to turn back to another person. Pick one or two of these. I mean, if it's your own, you can pick your own. You can pick somebody else's. But pick one or two of these. And then I want you to start to think through this and say, where's this coming from? And try to look and see, is it possible that some of these things are coming out of lies that I'm believing about myself that don't line up with what God says about me, or that they're coming at me from lies about who God really is. And okay, so let me give you another 5 minutes to turn and just kind of talk to each other. Pick one or two and see if we can start spotting the lies. This is just building up our muscles in spotting lies. All right? Turn and work on that. Should we take a little run and go at this then? Guys, I really appreciate the conversation and you guys kind of engaging with this. This is so, so practical. I mean, If we want to be transformed, this thing about just kind of looking around and starting to identify the lies and then take them to the Lord and ask Him to help you live from the truth, man, this is gold right here that we're doing. So let's just take that first one. Did anybody talk about rejection and like what might I be believing about myself or what I might be believing about God? Did anybody do that one? No. Okay, y'all do that one? What'd you say if your fear is rejection? What do you think about yourself?
That you're not good enough.
Yes.
And that who God made you to be is not enough.
Did y'all hear that? And what you're saying probably is half the people in this building right now. And if we're thinking that about ourselves, then what is it? I mean, I hate to say it because it sounds like blasphemy, but if that's the way we're living, what is it? What is the lie that we might be believing about God?
That He made a mistake.
Yeah, that He made a big mistake when He made you. I mean, that sounds horrible to say it, but if you're struggling with rejection, that's how you feel about yourself. Your actions are saying that about God. And you know what? That does not glorify Him at all. And that's not where He wants you to be. How about this thing about feeling alone? Did anybody take that one? Yeah. What? Go ahead. Yes.
And not feel condemned or judged.
Yes.
And we take that word condemn and judge and we say, oh, we're not judging. But when you don't allow a person to be honest,
mm-hmm.
they can't be healed.
Yeah.
Transparency brings healing.
Yes.
And if a person feels reject and they feel like it's not that they don't believe that God made them a mistake. They just don't fully understand who God is.
Right, right.
And how do we learn who God is?
Mm-hmm.
Through each other.
Yes.
being able to talk about discuss it like you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's a great commercial for what the church is supposed to be doing. I would just say this. I feel like we scratch the surface. We just scratch the surface. In Mexico, when we would go to church, you always just say to the people, hermano, hermana, you know, brother or sister. And I was doing that for 3 years. I didn't even know their name because you could just say that, right? And I'm thinking, like, the importance of relationships to our faith and having people that we can go deep with, you know, just a few that we can be transparent and honest with.
It was
so important.
Everything up there on that list.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we could. I just wanted to share one more thing.
That last thing was great. Keep coming.
But if you ask the question, is fear wrong?
Yeah.
Immediately, everybody said, no.
Right.
But what do you hear from Christians? If you say the word fear, God's not the author of fear.
Yeah.
They immediately give you a pushback.
Right.
When they should ask the question.
Yeah. Is this legitimate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, we're not going, I'm just watching my time. I appreciated the conversations that y'all were doing about some of these other things. I mean, we could spend a couple of hours talking about these. But I want to jump to the next category and let you have a crack at that. And this category is, instead of fear, it's anger. And anger is another really interesting thing that can kind of pop the lid off of stuff that's down inside of us, okay? So same deal. I want you to turn around to people around you, and I want you to think about, what is it that makes me have those feelings of anger? Where do I find myself getting upset? And you're doing fantastic. Just send people up to the board as soon as you have one or two, and we'll make another list like this, okay? Where do you get mad? Just feel free to come on up and jot down some things. Mm-hmm. Remember, you don't have to jot down your own. You can jot down somebody else's, and then we'll never know, right? Okay, this is probably a good list. This is probably a good list to start with. Okay. Yeah, that's good. All right. Let's. Now, remember how this goes. We've got, you can get angry when you felt humiliated, or being misunderstood can make you mad, unappreciated. Definitely. Injustice, not having control, get upset. Or when you get angry, or when you feel afraid, you can respond with anger. Now what I'd like for you to do is pick one or two of these and turn to the person beside you and see, like, is anger always wrong? No, again, it's not. But it often is. And so as you look through here, pick one, two or three of these. And see if you can see if there's some place where a lie is creeping in about yourself or a lie about what you think about God. Okay? Y'all talk about that for just a couple minutes. Anybody got one that they kind of analyzed, looked at, that we could spot where maybe there would be a lie there? Okay. Yes.
I have to deal with those feelings.
That was one of the best answers I've ever heard. Let's give her a hand. Way to go, Vicki. Way to put the pressure on. But what transparency that is, and honesty,
yes,
to say, look, I know what I'm supposed to believe.
Yeah.
But how am I acting? And my actions are speaking louder than my words right now, right? And this has been the whole, really, the whole point of this month is that, guys, every one of y'all can make an A on the Sunday school test if I gave it out to you. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. But guys, I mean, we're getting real here and being honest to say there's a disconnect between what we know up here and how are we living. And God cares about our heart. He wants us to know Him and to trust Him and believe these true things about Him, because that's going to satisfy us. That's going to make us happy. That's going to bring us peace and joy and love and all that good stuff that He wants for us, right? So brilliant, and just analysis to say, if I'm feeling like, if I'm struggling with this, what am I really saying about God? And I don't want to say that about God. And so I also want to remind us, as we turn over these rocks and we find some ugly stuff down inside, Jesus is right there with us in that moment. God knows who we really are. And He invites us to bring that junk to Him so He can forgive us and heal us. Remember that thorn in the foot, you know, I had to go to my daddy and he had to take it out. And so that's what God wants, because He wants us to be His just happy, contented, blessed children, right? One more? Yeah.
I take a lot of psychology, but now you look at fear and anxiety. Uh-huh. The world will take a Xanax. Take a
yeah. Diazepine. Right.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Just take a pill.
Right.
Anger, oh, same thing. Shoot them up at that event. Do something else, you know, cool out the
anger.
So instead of dealing with it, the world just treats it, almost victimizes you.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what you need. You need a
antipsychotic. And fortunately, the Bible's got the real cure for that kind of problem, right? Somebody have one more they want to tackle? Jim, you said you weren't going to work. You were retired.
I just got a comment.
Oh, okay. Right.
And all these are problems. Most people have never learned to laugh at themselves. You
uh-huh.
learn to laugh at yourself, all this.
Yeah. So what the, as you're talking, what I'm thinking is maybe the heart issue in that case is just one of pride. Like you're a little bit, you think too much of yourself. And, you know, we all know that's bad, but if that's the way we're acting, then we need to deal with that, right? Okay, this is really, really, just, this is where it really is hits the road in our life, you know, and I am so thankful for the chance to be with you guys these last 3 or 4 weeks and kind of talk about real stuff, and God cares about real stuff, and He really, really wants to do that transformation in our lives, because one, it makes us a lot happier, and two, it glorifies Him, and it'll drive people crazy if you're walking around out there just, you know, happy and contented and loved, and they're saying, whoa, whatever it is that you've got, that's what I need, and God uses that work in our life to reproduce that in other people and to spread His kingdom. Guys, I have a baptism to attend. Two of my grandbabies are getting ready to be baptized across town this morning. And so I've asked Kelly if she will take this thing home in the last 15 minutes of this stretch. She's gotten notes from me and she's all ready to go. But I just wanted to thank everybody for your great help. It wasn't help. Y'all mostly did the work. I just kind of stood up here and directed the choir a little bit. But beautiful job, and I just appreciate the Holy Spirit being here with us and helping us to kind of take a real honest look at where we are and then let the Lord continue to do that work. I'm going to help flip this board over.
Continue the exercise this morning. Since we've been going through the lies that we believe, we want to now put the truth on it. So in your groups, go ahead and discuss the things that we've already been talking about and where's the truth. And we're going to fill the board with those truths. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that. We want to get this board filled up with all the truth. Let's get a line going. Let's get some truths up here. Anybody else have any they want to add? So let's talk about the truths. One, I'm just going to be completely transparent and vulnerable My truth is I can speak in front of my brothers and sisters. This has been an area of weakness or fear. That really is what it boils down to, is fear for me. But God's got the words that I need to speak. I just have to trust him. I can speak in front of my brothers and sisters. So, anyone want to discuss your truth that you put up here, or want to share insight on how you've flipped the lie to believe the truth? Yes. Right.
And to an extent, that's true. That control often is an illusion. We feel like we're in control of something we probably actually aren't. But God's sovereignty is a lot more encouraging than it is scary when we believe that God is sovereign, but he's also good, and he loves me, and he's for me, and those things that he's going to control are going to be in my favor, mm-hmm. and not to my detriment.
Right. Right. Sometimes it's hard to understand that God can be for me and for those I feel like are against me at the same time. I mean, sometimes we can't even see how he can be for all of us at the same time. But he is, and he can be. Anybody else? Yes. And so I think a lot of times it comes back to training our heart to believe what our head already knows and what we see in the scripture and what our friends and brothers and sisters share with us. But sometimes if our heart's not believing, that's where the lies creep in. But we got to keep putting the truth on the lies. That's what's going to allow us to heal in areas where there may have been wounding and things. And then in this beautiful example of the fruit to root. I think this is a wonderful way for each person to kind of go through that cycle of why am I believing what I'm believing? What are the lies? And then let's get to the truth. So let me make sure I've covered what Ed had to cover. So once we know these truths and we remind ourselves, and sometimes that reminding is like a daily thing. You know, when you're learning something, let's say, my son was having to do the 50 states and capitals, which by ninth grade, you would think that kids would know that stuff, but they didn't. They didn't just like look at the chart one time and have it. That was something he had to go over and over and over and over. And a lot of times when we're trying to break the lies that may have been deeply ingrained in us, it may have even been taught to us through other denominations or through our family, whatever that is, we've got to put the truth over and over and over into our hearts. So it's a reminding. It's praying. It's praising. It's worship. And it's believing.
Right. So, you know,
Yes.
So that's why that honesty each other is so important.
Right, right. And just loving. Loving on each other and expressing that to each other. You know, if we keep bottled up inside of us the good things we see in others, we're not helping them. So we need to share the good things we see in others to encourage them and lift them up. Even if exhortation is not your gifting, we can all practice that with each other.
Terry put it like this, speak a lot and not this.
Right. Yes, blessings and not curses. Yep. So I was allowed to give a shameless plug for the Inner Healing Ministry. So if this is something that's kind of piqued your interest and you've realized, hey, there may be some deep-rooted things that I'm believing about myself or about God, we can help you with that. So we will start again in August with a new class. And what we do is we do a class to lay the foundation of inner healing, which a lot of it is very similar to some of the things that Ed's already gone over with you. And from there, we do personal ministry one-on-one with the people that go through the class. So if you're interested in that, you can ask me more questions. But it's really just about putting the truth on the lies, finding the roots of pain and trauma that may have been in your life that God wants to heal, and then working through that together. So we're going to pray, and then I'll let you guys go. Lord, we're just so thankful. I'm grateful for this time, Lord, and I'm so thankful for these people and their willing hearts just to come and receive, Lord. I'm thankful for Brother Ed and the heart that he's had for this ministry and just to share the truth that we need to understand and believe about ourselves and about you, Lord. We ask that the lies that have been exposed would just be replaced, Lord. Replace those in each heart that they may believe the good things that you have for them, Lord. We ask for your grace over the service ahead, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in each of us. In Jesus' name, amen.